Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Champion, welcome back. A tremendous Christmas Eve. Yes, it's a Christmas Eve podcast. Every day is Christmas, right? Every day is Saturday. It's Sam Crowley, it's your host. Hey, I just want to share perspective, what I'm thinking about. Probably the same thing you're thinking about over the holidays. Really happy. Not necessarily everything's perfect. You know, nothing's ever going to be perfect. Just an extreme amount of gratitude that, hell, I'm still alive. And so are you if you're listening to this podcast. That right there, man. And I don't mean to minimize that. I'm not trying to get all motivational on you and everything like that about being alive and waking up vertical and thank God. But boy, there's a lot to that. Wouldn't you agree? Like, isn't it just crazy the expectations that we have every day, all the pressures that we have to keep up with the Joneses and make sure nobody sees a crack in our armor and we got to look like we got it all together. Which is pretty much the opposite of my message. You know, my message is a guy who's very flawed, father of four, married, living in Cincinnati, Ohio, just teaches people how to master their message, you know, so you don't die with the music still in you. You know, why would you ever want to take that message that you've got to share to the grave? So get on my calendar, go to Launch with Sam, make it your Christmas gift yourself. Go to launchwithsam.com, book your call, and I'll call you, all right? And we'll talk about what your message is, and we'll get you started in the Master Your Message program, working with me one-on-one. Yeah, I'm the only guy probably still left, guy or girl, that actually coaches one-on-one exclusively and loves it. Absolutely love it. Now, take you back to 1988. I was living in West Palm Beach, Florida. Just moved there a few months prior. Moved in August of 88 with my buddy Pat. Dropped out of college, dropped out of Penn State, broke my mom's heart. I was going to join the Army. So I'm really good at taking orders, so I don't think I'd be doing the Army much good if I joined. So why don't I move, you know, 23 hours away and drive to West Palm Beach, Florida with my friend from high school who was going to college down there. It seemed like a good idea. Went down to West Palm, garbage night, got a couple mattresses out of the dump. Guy was throwing them out, put them in a bedroom, and boom, there you go. Had a garbage bag, a brown garbage bag filled with some clothes that I had. And that was kind of how I started my my journey into adulthood living in West Palm. And I remember around October, I'd already started planning my trip back to Bradford, my hometown, Bradford, PA, for Christmas to see all my buddies I missed dearly. And I'd not, you know, been the first summer slash fall, autumn, I'd ever been away from my friends because I went to high school with them, went to college with a lot of them, at least hung out with them on breaks and stuff. But now I was, like I said, 23 hours away, and that's if you drive straight through. To West Palm, and I'd never been to Florida in my life, so I was excited to get home for Christmas. This was Christmas of 1988. So I booked my flight in October. Problem was, I was scared to death of flying. I'd only been on an airplane once before. That was in a year before. I flew to New York City from Buffalo, about a 45-minute flight to see my sister for spring break, and that was it. I'd never been on an airplane, didn't understand how it stayed in the air. Still kind of don't, but I don't really get as anxious as I used to. But I was just petrified. And so much so, this is crazy, I know, but think I would drive on Saturdays when I had a day off. I would drive over to the Palm Beach Airport, and I would just watch airplanes take off and land. I would walk through the airport. This was back before you had to go through security and all that. So you could actually go through security and not have an airline ticket. I mean, this is back when you could actually – remember the day – are you old enough to remember when the classified ads of the newspaper, you could sell your airline ticket? Like, if you bought a round-trip ticket to Dallas for $300, you could sell it to somebody else for, like, $250. Didn't matter if the name matched or anything because, you know, prior to 2001, really, that wasn't that much of a restriction. So in 88, I would go over there maybe every other weekend and just sit and watch airplanes take off and land so I wouldn't freak myself out. And I was, but as the day grew closer to December 21st, when I was flying home that day on 1988, I was like not being able to sleep. Half of it was excitement. Oh my God, I'm going to see my buddies. I haven't seen them in 3 months. Holy cow. And the other part was, oh my God, I'm going to be in an airplane. How the hell am I going to make it? We went from West Palm to Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh to Buffalo. And then it's about an hour and a half drive south to Bradford, PA from Buffalo. But all my buddies were meeting me in Buffalo. They're going to pick me up at the airport. It's going to be amazing. I was just envisioning that. So I got myself all worked up, December 21st, 1988. I remember, I was counting it down day. I remember Thanksgiving came, and 1988 was the 25th anniversary of JFK being assassinated, because the Palm Beach Post had like a huge edition, because the Kennedys had a house down in Palm Beach. I remember 1988 like it was yesterday. And I'm going to share the story with you because there's a reason for it. And so December 21st comes, we take off from what I'm at the gate. I'm anxious. My stomach's in knots. I didn't eat all morning. Had about a noon flight taking off from West Palm going to Pittsburgh. So take off, fine. I'm just kind of hearing every, you know, piece of turbulence, feeling everything. We land in Pittsburgh and there's a layover in Pittsburgh. And then we get back on the plane. I'm thinking, oh my God, I just want to get home. I just want to get home safe. I'm almost there. And we've landed in Buffalo, made it home, buddies greeted me, had the greatest Christmas vacation ever. It was just amazing. But something else happened December 21st, 1988, and that was the Pan Am 103. Remember that flight? Bomb went off on the flight, crashed over Lockerbie, Scotland. And that was the same day that I was flying home from West Palm Beach. And there's so many things that happen in our lives where we think we're all worked up about, you know, like Mark Twain said, I've known a great many worries in my life, most of which will never happen. And then things do happen to people that are just, you can't even fathom. Like, you can't even think about a bomb on an airplane and falling out of the sky. And, you know, and I thought, damn, in one aspect, because when we were in the layover in Pittsburgh, I heard a stewardess kind of talking low under her breath to another stewardess. Oh, my God, you hear what happened over in England. You know, the flight took off from Heathrow. It was supposed to go to JFK and then JFK to Detroit. And he's like, no, what happened? And they were talking, I'm like, hey, what's going on? Like, oh, it's another airplane that just, they had an issue. I'm like, oh my God, I thought they were talking about our airplane. Well, here's the deal. I think about that date a lot for a lot of reasons. December 21st, 1988, the day that, you know, it was the greatest day of my life seeing my buddies, and like this hollow, sinking, horrible feeling thinking about those 270 people or so who were blown out of the sky, thinking, man, we don't know the date. We don't know the time. We don't know the hour. We don't know any of that when we're going to take our last breath. We all have an expiration date that we're going to be called from this earth. And yet we act like we got forever to live, you know. And I'm not saying you're going to get bombed out of the sky. That's not it at all. What I'm saying is I had a lot of worries. I was only 20 years old. I was all worked up about flying on an airplane. And I wish I would have been able to give myself the advice then that I know now. And that, Sam, go for your dreams. Stay with it. Don't get a job. Go get that message out there. You're just one message away from creating your movement, man. Get after it. 20 years old, you can do whatever you want to do. You've got, my biggest worry was putting gas in my 1976 Corolla that had 230,000 miles on it. I bought that car out of the classified ads out of the Palm Beach Post. Some guy paid him $400, but I had no worries back then. I thought I had a lot of worries. And then in college, I thought I had a lot of worries. And then I got into my 30s, I thought I had a lot of, and that, you know, now I'm 51 years old and I'm sitting here on Christmas Eve recording a podcast for you, letting you know that it's never too late. It's never too late because you've got an expiration date on this dream, this message that you know you want to share, but you're not doing it for some reason. Maybe you're scared. Maybe you're just afraid to take off, you know? And I'm telling you right now, don't be afraid, because whatever is going to happen is going to happen anyway. But with you living with regret that you didn't at least take the shot, I'd much rather live a life full of mistakes than having 1 minute of regret. Because mistakes, you always learn. You always learn from them. And I've learned a great many. And that day on December 21st, 1988, I learned to not be afraid to fly, because what's going to happen is what's going to happen. And my return flight back that year, I remember, we went through Philly and then Philly to West Palm Beach. And I wasn't, you know, I was pretty cool, much more cool than I was on the flight up there, because I'm like, hey, it's in God's hands, man. I know what I need to do, and I'm going to live my life every day. I'm going to be fearless, because fear comes from the enemy. The enemy wants you to be afraid. The enemy doesn't want you to share your message. The enemy wants you to be self-conscious. The enemy wants you to believe that there's no way you could ever get this thing off the ground. That's what the enemy, and if the enemy wins, then you'll never get this thing off the ground. If you have faith, which is the ability to see what has not yet happened and believe in that, you're going to do amazing things. Amazing things. So don't live in fear, okay? Don't live in fear, but also be super grateful that you were given the blessing of living one more day. What are you going to do with it? You got a whole day now. What are you going to do? Are you going to kind of sit around, watch Netflix, you know, get on social media, talk about politics or whatever? Or are you going to take a few steps forward towards this thing that you know, this thing burning inside of you, you know you got to do? You know you got to do it. So be super grateful that you've been blessed as one of the lucky ones that's been able to share one more day on earth, and you don't know when that expiration date is. Don't take it for granted. Just don't take it for granted. And on a personal note, from my family to yours, on behalf of my wife, Angela, my daughter, Madeline, Laura, Paige, Susan, we wish you a happy holidays. Love you guys, man. I really appreciate you listening to this podcast. It means the world to me that you just humor me a little bit. I would love to work with you coming into the new year. You know how to get a hold of me, launchwithsam.com. And just enjoy the holidays. There's no stress. No stress, okay? The holidays, it's funny because the Bible talks about Jesus came to give us rest. That's the whole reason. I want to give you rest. I want you to lay your problems on me. I want you to rest. And yet we make this holiday season all about stress. Don't do that. Don't do it. That's another thing I learned. Another mistake I made. Used to make it all about stress. You can't buy enough gifts to make somebody happy. Okay? Give somebody the gift of your time. Listen to them. And just give them the gift of your time. I think that would be amazing. Anyway, have an amazing holiday season. I'll be back. I'm not going anywhere. It's just Christmas Eve. We're off to church in a couple hours here with the family and then off to our Christmas Eve dinner as a family, which we were able to do last year for the very first time as a family because Susan wasn't able to go out prior to that. And I'm full of gratitude, man. I hope you hear it in my voice. I want to communicate it through your earbuds to you, and I want you to take action, to make a decision, to share your message with the world. All right? Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.